Taking grilling to the extreme. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. It may not ever become a sport in the Winter Olympics, but maybe it should be. The people who bring you the other white meat have been promoting extreme grilling, according to Pork Checkoff Consumer Communications Director Pam Johnson.
Most people think of pork on the grill during the summer, but we wanted to use this program to remind people that the grill doesn't have to go into hibernation for the winter, that they could actually grill year-round. So we wanted to remind them to dust the snow or whatever off the grill and to put some great tasting pork recipes on the grill.
Johnson says they recently completed a Chillin' and Grillin' satellite media tour featuring the Food Network's surreal gourmet, Bob Bloomer.
We had over 20 stations that talked to Bob that morning, and their morning news anchors talk to him, and he explains the great advantage of putting pork on the grill, and of course gives the two recipes for their viewers to get off the website.
The Pork Checkoff's website has recipes and other tips for taking grilling to the extreme. For instance, if you're into speed grilling, 3/4-inch pork chops can be ready in less than 10 minutes on the grill. The same is true for ground pork burgers or pork kebabs. But if you want to get fancy, check out the Surreal Gourmet's recipes for honey-glazed Asian spiced ribs or coconut-crusted pork tenderloin lollipops, all on theotherwhitemeat.com. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with This Land of Ours.